Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to take an immense style break roll and push it from correct on the grid into that controlled chaos zone where drum and bass actually feels alive. The target sound is chopped vinyl character. The roll still drives hard at 174-ish, but it has tiny timing push and pull, small velocity inconsistencies, a little pitch drift, and that edited break attitude. And we're going to do it in a way that stays mix ready, meaning the punch doesn't disappear when we add grime. Before we touch anything, here's the big idea. We're going to split responsibilities. One track is the hero, clean, consistent, transients intact. The other track is the troublemaker, warble, dust, grit, and slightly smeared edges. Together, it sounds like a sampled, chopped break without losing the modern weight and clarity you need for DNB. Alright, set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. That's the classic rolling pocket. Set global quantes to 1/16 for general editing speed, and we'll temporarily go finer when we need to. Now create two audio tracks. Name them Break Main and Break Vinyl. Even if you're starting from MIDI slices, this naming keeps your brain organized. Main equals punch and authority. Vinyl equals vibe and imperfection. Step 1. Choose and prep your immense style break. Drop your break onto Break Main. Turn warp on and set warp mode to beats. For preserve, choose transients. Set transient loop mode to forward. Then set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 35. This is one of those feel settings. Too low and you get harsh machine gun edges. Too high and you smear the snap. You're aiming for crisp, but not robotic. Now do the classic move. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Pick the built-in Slice to Drum Rack preset, Slicing by Transients. Ableton will build a drum rack with slices and simpler. This is a huge win for DNB, because you can program like a drummer while keeping the original break's tone and dirt. Step 2. Build a roll pattern that's DNB appropriate. Go to the new MIDI clip driving the drum rack slices. We're going to build a one-bar roll first. Here's your template mindset. You want snare anchors where the listener expects them, typically around beats 2 and 4. Those are your immovable hits. Then you decorate around them with 16 THS, occasional 30-second bursts leading into those snares, and a couple of ghost notes that are clearly quieter. Start by laying down a steady 16th pulse using a hattish slice. Then place your main snare slice on beat 2 and beat 4. Now add the spice, right before beat 2 and right before beat 4, in the last 8th note leading into each. Drop in a quick 30-second stutter. In Ableton, set your grid to 1/16 for the main programming, then temporarily switch to 1/32 just for those bursts. Quick teacher note, don't make the whole bar constant 30-second wall. In DNB, density is contrast. The stutter works because it's a moment of acceleration into the anchor, not because it's everywhere. Step 3. Humanize timing without killing the drive. This is where a lot of people accidentally turn a roll into mush. Your rule is simple. Anchors stay nearly grid perfect. Think 0 to 2 milliseconds, basically dead on. Everything else is allowed to lean. You've got two solid methods. First, groove pool for a played feel. Open the groove pool. Drop in a subtle swing 16 groove or an MPC-ish 16 swing. Apply it to your MIDI clip, but keep it conservative. Timing around 10 to 25%. Random around 5 to 12%. Velocity around 6 to 15%. Bass at 16. If you like it, you can commit. But I usually wait until I'm sure, because staying uncommitted keeps it easy to adjust later. Second method is manual micro-nudging, which is more surgical and very modern. Pick two immovable hits per bar, main snare, plus either the first kick or the loudest downbeat hit. Those stay tight. Then create two timing lanes for everything else. Lane 1 is front of grid, hats and shakers slightly early, like -3 to -8 milliseconds. Lane 2 is back of grid, ghost snares and little filler taps slightly late, like +4 to +12 milliseconds. Pre-snare stutters should vary, within about +/-5 milliseconds, so they don't sound copy-pasted. That lane approach is a huge secret. Human feel comes more from relationships than from randomness. When your hats consistently pull forward and your ghosts consistently drag back, your brain reads it as played, not randomized. Step 4. Humanize velocity and tone like chopped vinyl. Go into the MIDI velocities. Main snare hits should be strong, around 105 to 127 depending on how aggressive you want it. Ghost snares live way lower, like 25 to 60. Hats and shuffles can sit somewhere like 55 to 95. Now open the simpler devices for your most used slices in the drum rack. Make sure velocity is affecting volume, which is usually on by default. But check, Then add a subtle velocity to filter behavior. Turn the filter on. Choose a low-pass slope like LP12 or LP24, and set Vel to freak just a little. The idea is that quieter hits get duller, louder hits brighter. That's a massive part of Dusty Sampled break realism. Quiet notes don't sparkle the same way. Also, in Live 12, don't ignore the MIDI editing tools that stop copy-paste syndrome. On repeated 1/16 or 1/32 runs, create a velocity rep, so the burst crescendos into the snare. Add probability to a couple of non-essential filler hits, like 40-70%, so the roll evolves each pass. And vary note length slightly. Shorter hats, slightly longer ghost notes. Small changes stop the transients from feeling like clones. Step 5. Make it chopped. This is the Amen attitude. There are two ways. Option 1 is clip level chop edits. Duplicate your roll clip. In the duplicate, remove a couple of non-essential hits, especially right before the snare, to create deliberate gaps. Silence is energy in D&B. Then add a reverse flick. Take a snare slice and simpler, enable reverse just for that slice, and place it a 16th note before the main snare. That reverse inhale makes the following snare feel bigger without even changing its volume. Option 2 is more authentic. Resample and hardcut audio, like old school break editing. Create a new audio track called Break Resampled. Set its input to resampling. Record 4 to 8 bars, while you audition a couple of variations. Then consolidate a bar, and start chopping the audio at transient points. Make a couple of hard cuts. Nudge a few pieces by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Add a micro repeat, something like a 1/32 or even a 1/64 leading into a snare. This is how you get that edited break tape energy that MIDI sometimes struggles to mimic. Advanced variation if you want extra realism. Flams. Duplicate a snare or hat hit. Place it 8 to 18 milliseconds before or after, and drop the velocity a lot. It stops sounding like a stutter and starts sounding like a drummer's double contact. Also consider alternating between two different snare-ish slices if your rack has them. Snare A for main accents, snare B for ghosts and pre-roll taps. Tiny tonal differences scream chopped break to the listener. Step 6. Build the vinyl character layer without killing punch. Duplicate your resampled audio, or bounce your MIDI roll to audio, and put that audio on break vinyl. For warping on the vinyl track, choose Complex Pro for pitchy artifacts, or Texture for grainy time stretch character. If you go texture, set grain size around 20 to 40 and flux around 10 to 25. You're not trying to make it obviously mangled. You're trying to make it feel like it lived on a medium. Now build a stock device chain. First, EQ8 has a pre-clean, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz so vinyl doesn't fight your main break, kick, or sub. If it's brittle, dip a little around 2 to 5 kHz. Next, redux for subtle grit, downsample around 12 to 18 kHz, bit reduction at 0 to 2, and dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. This is seasoning, not the main ingredient. Now vinyl wobble. Use frequency shifter. You can use ring mode for dirt or single sideband for a more pitchy feel. Keep fine at 0.00. Set the amount tiny, like plus 0.10 to plus 0.40 Hz, and turn on the LFO. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. LFO amount around 0.10 to 0.30. The goal is barely noticeable drift. If you can clearly hear wobble, it's probably too much. You want people to feel it more than they notice it. Then add roar as a character preamp, not a destroyer. Drive around 5 to 15%. Tone slightly darker. Keep dynamics so transients don't vanish, and mix around 20 to 40%. Finish with auto filter for a needle vibe. Use LP12. Start the cutoff high, like 12 kHz, and slowly lower until it feels dusty, maybe down towards 6 to 8 kHz depending on the break. If you want, add a very slow LFO. Rate around 0.05 to 0.12 Hz, amount tiny, like 1 to 3%. Again, subliminal movement. Now blend. Main stays loud and punchy. Vinyl sits about 10 to 18 dB quieter than main. Pan vinyl slightly, like 1 to 6%, just enough to create a sense of width without shifting the whole groove off center. And a quick mix discipline note. If you add any widening later, always check mono. The vinyl layer is allowed to be weird, but you don't want your transient bite to disappear in mono because you got fancy with stereo tricks. Step 7. Glue it into a D&B mix with bus processing. Group main and vinyl into a break bus. On the break bus, put a glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2:1, and set the threshold, so you're getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to flatten it. You're trying to make the two layers feel like one performance. Then add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB and turn soft clip on. This helps the brick stay forward and stable in a dense mix. Then EQ8 for final shaping. If it's boxy, make a small dip around 250 to 400 HC. If it needs edge, a tiny lift around 3 to 6 KHE can help, but be careful. Amen highs get harsh fast. Optional heavier DNB upgrades. Add a subtle metallic room tail with hybrid reverb on a return. Short room or gritty convolution. Decay around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. High pass around 300 HE and keep the return level low. Or do parallel distortion with roar on a return. Eck it. High pass around 200. Tame 4 to 8 KHE and blend just enough for danger. If your kick and sub are getting masked, sidechain the brake bus lightly to the kick. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to let the kick speak without making the brake pump. Step 8. Arrange it so it actually matters. A roll is only as good as where you place it. Classic move. Last bar before the drop becomes your roll, and you increase density over that bar. Like 16THS turning into 32NDS. Another move. Call and response. Where the roll only appears on bar 4 and bar 8 of an 8-bar phrase, or drop variation. Every 16 bars, switch to a more chopped roll for 1 bar so your loop doesn't fatigue.